Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Happy Halloween! And welcome to
Believe It or Not,
the podcast where
believe it.
Oh no.
Oh not.
Hey Damien, how you doing?
Good, good. I heard a joke the other day. Why don't monsters eat ghosts?
I do not know.
Because they taste like sheet.
When I was a kid, we were playing. Like, me and my brothers playing pretend.
Whoa.
And I put a sheet over me, and I'm like, I'm a ghost. And my brother's like, ghosts don't look like that. And I'm like, I was a child who suffocated in his bed and died in his bed sheets. And you just hear my mom from the other room, Trevor, that's disgusting.
It happens.
It happens. I was more concerned about safety and warning my siblings.
Yeah, don't get suffocated in your rubber sheets.
Yeah.
I guess if you have rubber sheets because you wet the bed, it would happen.
Yeah.
But if you have regular cotton sheets that breathe, you'd probably be fine. Probably. I don't know.
Who knows?
Disclaimer? I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Damien, have you ever been part of an exorcism?
Not yet. Mm. Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Heck yeah. Multiple.
Wow. How do you get in on that?
Well, you go to a church that's insane.
Mm.
So we went to this little like cult church in Alberta for a little while, and they were a lot. And the pastor was a grifter. And so I think he had a couple people who would come in to pretend to be demon-possessed. And also you can convince people that they're demon-possessed. And also, so we were in a youth group with this kid who was like just a hyper ADHD kid. He had 12 siblings.
Yeah.
And he was starving for attention.
It's too many siblings.
Yeah. His parents were...
Wait a minute. Is this just the plot of Home Alone?
Yeah. His parents were Hutterite, and then they left the Hutterite church to join this new cult. But so this kid... He was definitely starved for attention and decided when we were at the beach that he was demon-possessed.
Okay.
And went and did all the, I'm a demon or whatever. So, you know, all the youth group kids who believed in that we were blessed by the Holy Spirit started praying over him. And we, my sibling went, because it was pre-cell phone days, like there were cell phones, but not as
often. Not everybody had them.
So went into a local like ice cream shop by the beach and asked if they could use their phone, and called my dad, who called the pastor, and so while we were praying, there my dad and the pastor were getting ready to come over. And my sibling goes, are you Christians? To the people like working at the ice cream place. And they're like, yeah. And my sibling's like, start praying because there's a demon-possessed boy out there. And they're like, well, we don't really believe in it that way. Whether you believe it or not, it's happening. It wasn't. He was just...
I mean, it's... it's so wild to me that people would believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, the first thing I'm going to think, especially if it's a kid, is, like, they're faking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. This is just made up.
Oh, yeah. And there was also many times where we would pray out the demons from our house because my sibling had night terrors, so that was believed to be because of demons.
Yeah, yeah,
so we
yeah,
had many yeah. times of that. So
night terrors is such a funny thing that I just remember hearing about when I was younger. And
yeah.
you don't think anything of it, but you're like, you have this thing called night terror.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. And we had carbon monoxide leaking in our house, but we thought we were all seeing angels.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad we got out of there, but, like, we could have been hurt.
you could have died.
Yeah, we could have died. But instead, we thought we were all seeing angels.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there was a whole Simpsons episode where that happened, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
there was.
There was, like, a gas leak, and everyone thought they were seeing angels, but they were just hallucinating.
Yeah, at the amusement park.
Wow.
Where they had Noah's Ark, jelly beans.
And that's the thing. That's another thing against haunted houses and old buildings.
Yeah.
It's just poor circulation and drafty houses.
Yep.
So you're either hearing wind or you're getting carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yep.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things.
Amongst.
So let's talk about a few famous exorcisms.
Ooh.
We won't go too much into debunking them. Just know that we don't believe everything we hear.
No.
So, I mean, obviously, we'll yeah, anyways. So, 1578, Martha Brosier, she was a lady who was made infamous around that year for her feigned demonic possessions discovered through exorcism proceedings.
Wait. Okay, so this one was proven to be not real when they
were
like exercising? It.
Yeah.
So now I have to ask, did they prove that she was faking it because she said she was faking it later? Or was it that they were not, that nothing they were doing was doing anything good? So they're like, yeah, she's faking it.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
It's probably just like mental
health. She's faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see, maladies from which she said to suffer include extreme shortness of breath, and an ability to stick out her tongue unreasonably far, the gnashing of her teeth. She would writhe and move her mouth as if she had convulsions while contorting her face, rolling her eyes, and appearing to show deep vexation and torment.
So maybe she was having convulsions.
Yeah. A lot of times, I mean, there's like, some people fake it, but there's also a lot of times epilepsy was considered demon possession.
Well, that's what I got to wonder, because this is 1578.
Yeah.
They don't know shit.
They don't know shit. Well, they say like most of the stuff in the Bible that's called demon possession was epilepsy. Mm. There was a girl at my church when I was growing up. She was like a young teenager at the time, and I don't know what she had, but she was in a wheelchair. She had seizures a lot, and she yelled out a lot.
Yeah.
And I asked once, what's wrong with her? And because I was really young, and my dad goes, oh, it's a demon.
What?
She's demon possessed. And everybody in the church just like, that's what was wrong with her, was she's demon possessed.
What the fuck?
Yeah. In the 20th century, this happened. So.
Wow.
Yep, wow. And they just always had prayer meetings over her and stuff like that. The parents were just convinced it was demons, and that was that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but I can understand, like, when you're in a situation like that, to rationalize things, you might fall back on something like that. Like a situation that's not great.
Yeah, maybe there
you know
was
what
no
I mean?
Treatment.
Like, it feels like that's just a way of coping with trauma and things like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it can't be healthy for you in the long run.
No, I'm not saying it's healthy.
No.
But I can kind of understand the desire.
Yeah, and it's like with healing stuff too. Like with my dad, like nothing worked. Like no medical stuff worked for him. So it made sense that he
try alternatives.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also Mademoiselle Elizabeth de Renfeng.
Renfeng.
She became a widow in 1617 and was later sought out in marriage by a physician and then later burned after a judicial sentence for being a practicing magician.
She was just doing card tricks. And they're like, yeah. Kill
burn her.
Kill her. I mean, yeah, it's funnier than saying that she was burned for being a witch, but yeah. Saying that a practicing magician just is so funny.
Yeah. She took a hanky out of her sleeve and like, burn her.
Abracadabra. Just shot her.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the exorcism started in 1619, and then so they say that he gave her love potions after she rejected her, after she rejected him, and that's what caused the demon possession, was the love potions.
Wait, so she was a magician, but he was the one using magic love potions?
I guess so.
So why wasn't he burned?
Because she was a woman?
A boy witch? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, she was further also purported to describe in detail the use of various language, the rites and secrets of the church to experts in the language she spoke. There was even a mention of how the demon interpreted an exorcist who, after making a mistake in his recital of the exorcism rite in Latin, corrected his speech and mocked him.
So it just sounds like she knew a few languages.
Yeah.
And was fucking with people.
Or the priest was like making it all up.
Yeah, he couldn't speak anything and she was just speaking gibberish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. It's one of the two.
Well, it's like we did the episode a long time ago about Azusa Street. Mm-hmm. And I was going to include it. Vuvuzela Street. Yeah. Vuvuzela Street. But I was going to include a little section of it in a recent video I did, and then ended up cutting it. So I went back and watched some of the videos. But like they say, like if you look at earlier stuff, it's like people were speaking in strange languages. And then as you get like decades later, they're like, they speak in strange languages and people there understood what they were saying. It's like, well, that's added later. They understood what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's added later in the narrative. That didn't actually happen at the time. You can like kind of see how legends evolve over time.
One of those things when they said they spoke in different languages and people understood it, it just makes me think of, were they just speaking in the normal language?
Yeah.
They were speaking different languages?
Yeah.
I understand this now. Maybe they're just speaking in English or whatever the hell they were speaking before.
Oh, that person's speaking Spanish. Yeah, they're Spanish.
I more meant like they're speaking in English, but you're like, oh, they're speaking in Hebrew, and I can understand it now. It's like, no, they're still speaking English.
Yeah.
Just with a weird accent.
I knew a guy who swore that he thought everybody in the world knew English and thought in English, but had to translate everything they said into their language. Because, he was an
idiot. I think that's why I'm so bad with learning languages, because I have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know the default language.
Yeah, I know the default. I know the one true language.
Yeah.
That God intended us all.
Exactly.
Because he wrote the Bible in English, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
In 1619.
And God is a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Lukens, in 1778, said to have seven demons, and they needed seven clergymen in order to get these seven demons out of this man. Miss Barber, who formerly resided in Yatton, attested to the clergyman that Lukens had an extraordinary good character and attended services of worship where he received the church sacraments. However, for the past 18 years, he had been subject to atypical fits, which Lukens believed resulted from a supernatural slap which knocked him down while he was acting in a Christmas pageant. He had a head injury. Lukens was consequently taken under the care of Dr. Smith, an eminent surgeon, among many other physicians who in vain tried to help George Lukens. Yeah, so then they had an exorcism. And so
I like the seven demons and seven clergymen,
because
it feels like I read a lot of like like shonen manga, and that's kind of what it feels like. You know, it's like a 7-on-7 battle, and everyone has to take one in order to defeat the big boss.
Yeah, exactly.
To free your friend, and if you don't by sundown, then everyone dies.
Yeah. There was a lot of like...
They're just trying to pad out the runtime here, it feels like.
Yeah. People were taking a lot of chemicals and stuff during this time, too, that, like, isn't safe for you, right? Like, and, like, you get into the 1900s, asbestos. And everybody has lead.
Yeah,
and,
lead. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was always a thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, what was it? Abraham Lincoln's fits were because of lithium.
Mm.
But...
Yeah.
Johann Blumhardt performed the exorcism of Gottlieben Dittus in
Gottlieben Dittus the other day. Don't worry, I got a cream for it.
From 1842 to 1844. Blumhardt's parish subsequently experienced growth marked by confessions and healing, which he attributed to a successful exorcism.
He had a good marketing campaign.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Clara Germana Selle, 1906, South African schoolgirl who claimed to be possessed. At St. Michael's Mission in South Africa, the girl was an orphan of African origin and was baptized as an infant. At the age of 16, the girl allegedly made a pact with Satan, and this is said to be the cause of her demonic possession. Oh, nice. So this isn't that. Yeah. Claire later revealed this information to her confessor, Father Homer Erasmus, in an account which written by a nun. Anyways, they said no animal had ever made such sounds, neither the lions of East Africa or the angry bulls. At times it sounded like a veritable herd of wild beasts orchestrated by Satan had formed a hellish choir, attending none of St. Michael's Mission. Yeah.
I don't know. You ever heard babies and children?
Yeah, exactly.
They're wild sounding sometimes. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And it couldn't have been easy for somebody growing up in that. Orphanages can be terrifying and awful and scary places to be, and then you're surrounded by Catholic priests and nuns. Yeah, you're gonna act out a little bit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So they say art expert Armando Genesi said that Salvador Dali received an exorcism.
That just feels like something Dali wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the one of the most famous exorcisms, it's the one that caused the book, that inspired the book, The Exorcist, and which inspired the movie The Exorcist, and which inspired modern-day exorcisms to become what they are today.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. And so that was a kid named, where was that?
Robbie Mannheim?
Robbie Mannheim, or Robbie Rowe, I think is the other name. Robbie Mannheim. Roland Doe was the other name he went by. That was a pseudonym. So these are both pseudonyms.
Oh, okay.
14-year-old boy who was alleged victim of demon possession, and the events were recorded by the attending priest. And then, yeah, it inspired the old the movie. In the 1940s, the United States priests, the Roman Catholic Church, performed a series of exorcisms on an anonymous boy documented under the pseudonym Roland Dahl. The 14-year-old boy was allegedly the victim of demon possessions, and the events were recorded by the attending... It's just repeating itself. Yeah, so...
They got to pad out the article.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, cool. So, just some boy who apparently had an exorcism.
Yeah. And then in 1974, Michael Taylor was a famous one because after the exorcism, he murdered his wife. And then he was able to not do too much prison time because he pled insanity and he got off on insanity.
Sounds like if you're going to murder your wife, you should do it before the exorcism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pro tip there, boys.
Pro tip. Because, yeah, after the exorcism,
and ladies,
he's supposed to be gone. Mother Teresa was supposed to have had an exorcism because...
Mother Teresa was also a huge piece of shit.
Yep. Bobby Jindal, the former governor of Louisiana, said that he personally experienced an exorcism.
Performing
an exorcism.
On an intimate friend named Susan while in college?
Oh, of course. God. This sounds... Who hasn't done an exorcism in college?
This sounds like it was something very inappropriate.
Yep.
And he's just covering it by saying it was an exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this feels like.
Yep. More recently, Nancy Pelosi did an exorcism of her house after her husband was attacked.
Okay.
So this was confirmed by Snopes.
I feel like that's like something that some just older ladies do.
Yeah, it is.
Like they'll sage their houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, when I was a kid, anytime somebody in our church bought a new house, you would just get a group of people to go through and pray in every room, pray for the spirits to leave and for God to come into it.
I feel like that's always the question is like, would you move into the house if you knew someone died there? I'm like, someone's probably died in a lot of houses that you don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure if ghosts were real that...
Especially in the city.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. Like, we should be seeing... ghosts left, right, and
center. Well, look at this building. There's thousands of people who live in this building, probably.
Oh,
hundreds, at least.
Guaranteed a few people have died here.
Yeah, there's no way. Mm-hmm. But do you want to talk about how to do an exorcism?
Yes, step one.
Step one, identify the system.
Symptoms.
Symptoms. I can't read. You know I can't read. Identify the symptoms.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to proofread you.
Thank you. Before you get started, you need to verify that you are dealing with a possessed person. Urinating, vomiting, and undecipherable speech. Everybody urinates.
It sounds like someone who's drunk.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm fine.
They don't necessarily mean you are in the presence of a demon.
However.
Yeah. Look for dramatic signs such as speaking in tongues, levitating, and inhuman strength.
But don't. So, wait, why would you look for that? Don't some Christians want to speak in tongues?
Yeah, exactly. But maybe if you're speaking in tongues, but like...
Not the right kind of tongues.
In an evil-sounding voice.
Oh, so it's just the tone that makes the difference.
I think the only way to know for sure that somebody's demon-possessed is if they say, your mother sucks cocks in hell.
But that's not in tongues.
No, that's true.
That's speaking in getting some tongue around that dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Levitating would be one.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of like, oh, something's up here.
Something's up here, yeah. I don't think it has to be demon possession.
I don't think it's going to happen. Well, maybe it's Chris Angel.
That's always our friend's question about, like, what would you do if this levitation happened? Oh, yeah. And it's like, well, it's not going to.
I know. I have a hard time answering those kind of what-ifs because I'm like, well, I know it's not going to. And they're like, yeah, but what if it did? And I'm like, well... It wouldn't, first of all.
Yeah.
But if for whatever reason it did, I would probably think that I was asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something of that kind of thing.
I had it once where, what is it called? It's like a night terror, but like where you're awake, but you're still dreaming.
Like a sleep paralysis kind
of thing? Yeah. And it was like, so this demon came out of me, but it was like a long tube demon.
Oh, like a wacky, wavily inflatable Iron Man?
Yeah, basically, with like a big, round, gray head with giant, sharp teeth, and then it like got right into my face and then disappeared.
Like Jaws 3D.
Yeah, like Jaws 3D.
Wow.
And I was still very much a Christian at the time and thought for sure I had just seen a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had sleep paralysis, I think it probably like the first time that I really remember it, like a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But for me, it wasn't a demon. It was more, it was like a cat.
Was it just butthole?
No, I wasn't at Cassie's.
Oh, okay.
But I woke up and I was like awake and conscious, and it felt like there was a cat walking on the bed on the covers.
Yeah.
And then I felt like it sat down beside me, and then there was just like an uneasiness. Like, oh, it's okay. There and there's something's weird about it and there's nothing I can do about it. But I was also very conscious, like, oh, I'm this is sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Like, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
And I still like woke up and I felt like, oh, that was freaky, but I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I just think it was funny that for me it was a cat.
And as you say that, Jagger comes out of hiding.
Oh, hello, Jagger, sleepy boy.
You've step two.
Him.
Oh, sorry.
I summoned
you
him.
You summoned him. You did. Hey, buddy. Step two: purchase religious paraphernalia.
What if you already have it?
That's
true. I like how it says stock up on.
Yeah, stock up on crucifixes, rosaries, and holy water. These sacred items are vital in casting out the demon and should be placed on the head and breast of the possessed.
Breast.
You should also try to dress in a robe or some kind of black attire.
Why?
Demons love... They're afraid of priests. Because, like, can you think of one example of a priest ever doing something evil?
Well, I mean, that's why they wear the robes, right?
Yeah, they can't do it.
I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree.
Yeah, I really look good in black, fool. Perform the rite. The rite is...
No, we missed connect to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, sorry, connect to the Holy Spirit. Ooh, number three, connect to the Holy Spirit.
We don't want to miss that one.
No, that's like the most important part. This part is where a strong faith will benefit you.
Oh, so if you don't have a strong faith, it's okay.
Yeah,
but it's better to have
a strong faith. If you have never been religious, grab a Bible and pray that a higher power will come down from the heavens and help you.
Send him an MSN messenger.
Yeah. Oh, I use AIM.
You up?
You should always repent every sin you have committed, even the little things.
Every sin?
That'll take too long. That'll take way too long.
I mean, even if I wanted to, I don't think I could remember everything.
No. Well, everything's a sin.
Oh, shit. Do you just say, I repent for everything I ever did? Sorry.
That's what I was told was fine. Yeah.
How is that fine?
And even like...
How can you repent for something that you don't remember or know that you did by just... putting a catch-all for everything.
Yeah, like, sorry about this. I'll do better next time.
It's like, sorry about what?
All
this stuff. But, like, what?
Yeah, it depends, because I know, like, I think what you're supposed to do with Catholics, and it was a little different depending on the Protestant denomination, but you're supposed to try to remember everything you've done. So you're supposed to, like, try your best to remember all your sins and confess those, but then there's also, like, blanket stuff for, like, the ones you can't remember.
Right.
But, yeah, because I was so concerned for a while that I was missing sins and I'd go to hell because I forgot to ask for forgiveness for sins. And my dad's like, no, you can just do a blanket one.
Oh, yeah, I told my mom I had two Oreos, but I really had four Oreos.
I remember once I lied in church and I felt so bad about it.
What did you lie about?
I said that I sang along to the hymn.
But you didn't know the
words? But I didn't know the words. That's and fair. I couldn't read yet.
Why did you say you sang along?
Because I wanted to look cool.
Oh, so no one asked you.
Nobody asked me. I just tapped my mom on the shoulder and said, I sang along. And then I felt so bad.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. And I was like, just going
excuse
like
excuse me, I sang along. And they're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, they didn't care. They're like, oh, good for you. And then later I started crying at home. And I'm like, I didn't actually sing along. I lied in church.
Man, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
The performing the rite. The rite is a 5,000-word section of the Roman ritual composed of psalms, gospels, and prayers used to expel demons. Essentially, you have to spend hours commanding the demon to leave the body in the name of the Holy Spirit.
This sounds exhausting.
Yeah. Good thing. Okay, so this is the Catholic version. The Protestant version is... you just yell at him a lot. You say the word Jesus a lot. You say get out demon a lot. And you're probably going
to try to trick you by being like, please stop. I'm not really possessed.
Yeah.
And then you have to be like, God, I guess I got to pretend I'm still a demon if I want this guy to stop. I'm still here, I guess. Oh, it's really working this time.
Have you ever watched like the demon possession videos like on YouTube?
No,
like,
I haven't.
Delivery services. It's so funny how obviously fake they are.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like, they're obviously faking it, but people are so... It's because it's so much emotion around it, too. Like,
yeah,
building it up and you get...
I mean, I feel like it's anything like that. You get so worked up in it that you kind of buy into it to a certain degree. Yeah,
you buy into the theatrics.
Yeah, you get caught up in it.
Yeah. Rid the devil. After hours or days, the person should be freed. Be careful because demons are tricky and may still be lingering. Say a few extra prayers just in case and double check that none of the material possession in the room are hosting demons either. They could have went into a doll.
Right.
Annabelle. There's
or an ashtray.
Part in the Bible where
the haunted ashtray.
It says that if you expel a demon but you don't replace it with God, so you make don't make sure that the person is saved. So you have to expel the demon and then you have to walk through the believer's prayer with them. Make sure they
what
know
is that?
The Lord.
I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah, just listen to the rhythm of my heart. and then otherwise it'll come back with seven more demons.
Seven more?
So the demon will come back and now there's eight.
And that's why you need the eight clergymen to come beat them up.
And that was one of the reasons we left that cult. It was one of the few reasons, but my dad took part in an exorcism and they didn't make sure the person was a Christian after. And they just left them, and my dad got in a fight with the pastor because they didn't make sure the guy was a Christian, and now the demons are going to come back seven times. So it wasn't like my family saw the logic in it. It was
they doubled down.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, there was other things too. Like they said that my dad's arthritis was an addiction, because he wanted to be healed and he believed he was going to be healed, but then he wasn't, and he wasn't going to lie about being healed because he really believed it was going to happen. Like they just wanted him to like claim it, name it, say you're healed. Cause if you say you're healed, then it will happen.
Right.
But my dad wasn't about that. He was like really believed he was going to be healed. So he wasn't going to lie and say he was healed when he wasn't. He didn't.
Man, too honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And that in there sending more demons our way.
Have they shown up yet?
Those
demons?
Probably.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Here's hoping.
Here's hoping. Fingers crossed.
You know what that is? You know why you cross your finger? You know what the history of that is?
No, I don't.
It makes a little cross.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Not mine. My fingers don't bend that way.
That's true. Mind you.
My big dumb fingies don't move that. I'm too stumpy.
Yeah. No, I'm one of those freakazoids.
Not me.
Yeah. But any other thoughts on exorcisms?
Rawr. Yeah, sounds like a bunch of bogus horse patooey to me.
Sounds like it.
Horse hockey.
Horse hockey. Do horses play hockey?
They should. I mean, they play polo. Why not hockey?
That's true. Only time will
tell. Same thing, just one on ice. I wouldn't mind seeing a horse on ice skates.
That'd be pretty funny.
Be pretty good.
It might go a little something like this. Should we thank our patrons?
Yeah, let's thank them.
Oh my God! Wow! Thank you so much! Wow.
Oh, thank you!
Oh, thank you! Thank you so much!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Bible study. We're going to cast out some demons today.
That's right, in the spookiest of seasons, to get rid of the demons from your body, from your mind, from your heart, we have to cast them out with a bit of a study sesh, because what better way to get rid of a demon than by reading?
Aye, man, we're going to read the story about when Jesus put the demons in the pigs.
Yes, and the story where Jesus killed Dumbledore.
With Trinity from The Matrix.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that part. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's been a while since I've read it.
Well,
that's why we're studying it. We got to get back into it.
Amen.
You know, they have Oprah's book club. Why don't we have Bible book club?
Yes. Amen. And that's every week, every Wednesday evening, we're studying this holy of books. And my favorite Bible story is probably when it turned out it was the sled.
Oh, Rosebud.
Yes. Was it Rosebud? Oh, now I have to watch it again. Now I'm confused again.
I've never watched
it. I thought that Orson Welles was the sled.
Oh, maybe he was.
Yeah.
And he was just looking at a picture of himself in the mirror.
Right.
Or he wanted a box of rosebud chocolates.
Oh, those are good. Actually, they're not. But
they're not good. They're not good. I haven't seen them in years.
No, me neither.
And I think I know why.
Yeah, I think so.
Also, they're owned by Nestle, who is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Should we cast out some demons out of our patrons?
Yes, let's cast out some patron demons. So let us cast out them. Cast them out. Cast them far away. Cast them into the middle of the ocean, please, for our friends, Jakey and Jaybird. And, of course, insert creative name here.
Begone, demon!
Now, I don't know if I'm supposed to read insert creative name here or if I'm supposed to come up with one.
Oh, yeah. Maybe both.
Maybe both. Steve.
That's creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to cast out the demon out of Kaylee, the demon of being really cool, being a really cool person. I cast thee and I send thee back to cool hell where you belong.
Wait, so you're making them not cool?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You know, the godly people aren't cool.
Oh, right. True.
You've seen our music videos. Yeah.
Welcome to Bible study. We're not cool.
Yeah.
Cool is for fools. Cool's and for fools. The devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil. The devil is a fool.
Devil's a fool. So be gone, demon of being the really cool person at the party.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia, the devil.
The devil. Well, thank you, Kaylee. Thank you, all of you. And
thank you.
Should we do some Christian rock lyrics?
Let's rock to these lyrics of Christian persuasion.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Okay, so this song is by a band called... Seven, the number seven, Evanth Time Down.
Seven Evanth Time Down? Is it seventh or is it seven Evanth?
It's supposed to be seventh time down.
It looks like it says seven Evanth.
But it looks, they spell it seven Evanth because they suck. Seven Evanth
is really funny.
So I don't know a lot, and you could probably tell by the audio quality, but I don't know a lot about sound mixing. Mm. But apparently... professional sound mixers know that there's a specific way that Christian rock likes to be recorded.
Okay.
To make it not sound as good as regular rock. There's just a way that, like, when a Christian band's in there, like, oh, we like this sound. It's like, okay. And it's, like, universal across Christian bands.
I feel like this is kind of like, you know, when you see, like, Canadian TV, you can always kind of tell that it's Canadian.
There's a different produced quality content. To it.
There's something just different about it.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know what it is, but once you know, you know.
Yeah. So there's, and that definitely applies to these, because I don't know what it is about the recording, but there's something there that it's like, this is a Christian band. But here's the lyrics to their song, Undefeated. Undefeated. I know that look in your eyes, because I've seen it in the mirror far too many times. I know the way that you fight, but there's freedom waiting here on the other side when it feels like you're gonna loose. I'll be right there reminding you, I'm sure that's loose. We have power that overcame the darkness. The blood of Jesus is rushing through our veins. We stand up upon his words. We are more than conquerors. Every enemy will tremble in his name. He's undefeated. The battle's already won. All you have to do is trust the one who overcomes. When it feels like you're gonna lose, just remember who fights for you. No weapon formed against us could ever defeat us. Ever defeat us.
I mean, the first verse, I feel like, is like 90% of the songs that we've heard.
Yeah.
They're all the same. It's just like, I know what you look like. I was there once, loser. Mm-hmm. And then I believed in God, and now he's a bloody warrior for me.
What? Yep.
It's either you're a fucking loser, because I was there too, but you can be better.
Yeah.
Or it's, I love God, I'm not a loser, because I'm kissing his ass.
Yep,
and
exactly.
And he's cool. And you're like, I don't know. It's just,
Yeah.
Worship music's weird.
It is. It really is.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Nope, me neither.
It's too desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, folks, don't be desperate.
Don't be desperate.
Cast out your demons.
Cast them out.
And enjoy this spooky time of year.
Spooked.
Spooked.
I said spooked.
Oh, okay.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.